New music from Canada beginning our Jazz Northwest today from 88.5 KPLU. That was Kelby McNair's quintet playing at Herman's Jazz Club on Vancouver Island in Victoria. And Kelby McNair's composition, This Is New, not to be confused with the Kurt Weill song of the same name. It was Phil Dwyer on tenor sax, Daniel Lapp on trumpet, Miles Black piano, Tom Wakeling bass, and drummer and composer Kelby McNair from the CD The Measure of Light. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to our regular Sunday survey of the regional jazz scene. We'll be listening to some recent releases by Northwest jazz musicians, as well as filling you in on some good places to go hear live jazz around the region. Portland Jazz Festival's in progress, and it's its last weekend, as a matter of fact, the last day. Here's some music from a recent CD by Portland guitarist John Stoll and Seattle counterparts Jeff Johnson on bass and John Bishop on drums, collectively known as Scenes. This is from their new album together, Scenes But Not Heard, and they're joined in the new album by saxophonist Hans Teuber. Great tune called C Minor Waltz.
Thank Thank you.
Hope that had you saying at some point, wow, who's this? That's from Steve Tressler's group. Center Song is the name of the album, and that was Steve Tressler's composition, Painted Trail. Steve Tressler, the tenor saxophonist and composer, with Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, Dawn Clement on piano, Chris Spencer guitar, John Hamer bass, and Steve Korn on drums. Before that, the group Scenes, the trio John Stoll guitar, Jeff Johnson bass, and John Bishop on drums, with special guest Hans Teuber, the tenor saxophonist, who wrote that tune called C Minor Waltz from the CD Scenes But Not Heard. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5. KPLU, Jim Wilkie with you. Let's take a look at our jazz calendar. A lot of activity going on right now. The 15th anniversary and last Seattle Jazz Offering, done by Reggie Goings at Tula's. It's been going on for 15 years on the first Sunday of each month. Today, for the last time, it begins at 3 o'clock at Tula's. Also at Tula's today, University of Washington Jazz Band playing tonight at 7:30, one set, followed by the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra, its regular Sunday evening performance. Fatia Atala will be singing at the Jazz Vespers tonight at 6 o'clock at Seattle First Baptist Church. The Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra is in town, with Wynton Marsalis directing and soloing. They're playing at the Paramount tonight at 7:30. Monday night, the Royal Room Collective will be playing at the Royal Room. And Tuesday, the Young Lizards have a release party for their new digital release. It'll be at Tula's on Tuesday night. More about that in just a moment. There'll be a Mardi Gras parade. It's Mardi Gras on Tuesday night. Parade at 5:30 at Boxley's in North Bend. And J. Thomas Group will also be playing from 7:30 on at Boxley's, North Bend. And this guitar player by the name of Pat Matheny is going to be playing at the Moore. I understand he's pretty good. Following a new CD, which is just out there right now, they're touring all over the United States. Thursday, the Frank DeMuro Jazz Festival begins with Dee Daniels on Thursday night. Kathy Cousins sings on Friday night, and the Uptown Vogel Quartet on Saturday night. The DeMuro Jazz Festival always stresses singers. And Sergio Mendez opens at Jazz Alley on Thursday night and continues through Sunday night. Friday night, Hal Galper's trio will be playing at Tula's. Saturday, Susan Pascal's quintet will be doing music of Cal Jader. This is the Soul Sauce group. The group plays earlier in the afternoon at the Highline Classic Jazz Festival, which runs from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. in Des Moines at the Landmark Events Center. 15 bands on three stages. More about that a little bit later. Also, Saturday evening, Kelly Johnson at the Ship Canal and Kareem Candy will be at Vito's. Lots of activity and lots more to find out about on the KPLU Jazz calendar, as well as the earshot.org calendar and daily updates at seattlejazzscene.com. Here's some music from that new CD release by the Young Lizards. You know, it's hard not to say CD release. This is going to be a new digital release and a very high-quality one, mastered for iTunes. You know, I've been in this business long enough. I started off saying a new record, and then I started saying a new album, and then a new CD, and now a new digital release. Music from the Young Lizards band. This is Chris Fagan on alto sax, Dave Peterson getting down on guitar, Ty Bailey on the Hammond B3 organ, and Greg Williamson on drums. The music ranges through quite a variety of things. It's mostly jazz compositions, jazz classics like Chick Corea's La Fiesta, also pieces by Don Menza, Billy Strayhorn, Leonard Feather, George Coleman, Wayne Shorter, and the title piece by Alan Collins and Ronnie Van Zant. It was a tune by Lynyrd Skynyrd called Free Bird they get into. We're going to go completely in the other direction, though. This is a Frank Lesser show tune, the only one of its type in here, but it's a great version of this tune. This is called I Believe in You. Sing it to your mirror.
Thank you. that we are through. I keep on yearning for the thrill of your charms. I wonder where our love has gone. Always thought you'd love me more and more. Never dreamed you'd ever let me go. But you forgot my love and all that I own. I wonder where our love has gone. Now, what did I do? And what did I say that could ever lead you to treat me this way? If I've been untrue, I'm willing to pay. But darling, if that's not enough, I'll do anything you say. Darling, please, wherever you may be, hear my plea and hurry home to me. I know without your love, I just can't go on. Wonder where our love has gone. Hey.
I just can't go on.
wonder where our love has gone.
Dee Daniels, from her new recording made in New York. She used to work around here quite a little bit, you may remember. She was heard here with Cyrus Chestnut at the piano, Paul Boudre on bass, and Alvester Garnett on drums, and the old Bud Johnson song, I Wonder Where Our Love Has Gone. Dee Daniels' new CD is called State of the Art, and she's going to be singing Thursday to open up the DeMuro Jazz Festival at the Edmond Center for the Arts, followed by Kathy Cousins on Friday night and the Uptown Vocal Jazz Quartet on Saturday. Dee Daniels heard there. Before that, we were listening to the Young Lizards from their new release, which is just out as a digital release, specially mastered for iTunes. A higher resolution files available here on this new recording by the Young Lizards. The group includes Chris Fagan on alto sax, Dave Peterson guitar, Ty Bailey on the Hammond B3, and Greg Williamson at the drums. We heard them doing the Frank Lesser song called I Believe in You. I think there's been a couple of other tunes by that name, but this is the Frank Lesser song, which came from a music called How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Here's a little more information on the Highline Classic Jazz Festival, which is coming up next Saturday, as I mentioned. It takes place at the Landmark Event Center in Des Moines, which is on the shores of Puget Sound. 15 different groups on 3 different stages, staggered starting times, so the music is continuous. Among the groups which are appearing, Ranger and the Rearrangers, Double Bill with Bill Anschel and Bill Ramsey, Susan Pascal's Soul Sauce, a tribute to Cal Jader, Uptown Lowdown Jazz Band, Odell's Medley, Jacqueline Tabor, the Jangle Steinwagon, Pearl Jangle, the Holo Trad Band, Jennifer Scott Duo, Ambiance, Jump Ensemble, and Casey McGill's Orchestra. Here is some music by a couple of the groups appearing next Saturday. First, we'll hear from Ranger and the Rearrangers, and after that, the Uptown Lowdown Jazz Band. First, Ranger and the Rearrangers, and the tune is There'll Never Be Another You. Thank you. Mark Lewis on alto sax leading his cool jazz trio. Richard Person on trumpet and flugelhorn and Steve Lucino on bass on Green Dolphin Street. That trio is going to be playing in the regular series Friday nights from 6 to 9 at Los Corrales in Keyport, Washington on Kitsap Peninsula, a week from next Friday on March 14th. Before that, we were listening to a couple of bands that are playing at the Highline Classic Jazz Festival next Saturday at the Landmark Event Center in Des Moines. We heard from Ranger and the Rearrangers playing There Will Never Be Another You, and the Uptown Lowdown Jazz Band from one of their earlier recordings, Ken Wiley would like. As a matter of fact, he was playing trombone on it. Bert Barr on cornet, the leader, and George Goldsby on clarinet, Ken Wiley on trombone, Rose Sparks on piano, and that early recording by the Uptown Lowdown Jazz Band playing a Jelly Roll Morton tune, The Pearls. Hope you've enjoyed our music here on Jazz Northwest. Next week, I'm very happy to be able to bring you this next concert. The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra plays Duke Ellington's Shakespeare suite, Such Sweet Thunder, with readings from members of the Seattle Shakespeare Company in concert next week here on Jazz Northwest. I'm Jim Wilkie. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedar Woolley, a community service.